Our assignment for this week was to bring an example of some time when we thought something was a certain way, and then here we figured out that it was different, kind of going along with the sermon. And one thing that Brother David said in his sermon was how on the judgment day everybody's going to look and see the devil, and they're going to be like, that little guy was the one we were scared of. And I had never thought of it that way. That was just neat. New way to think of it, that if we don't give him any power, he doesn't have any.
When I was younger, I'd always kind of imagined that as people get older, they'd reach a point where they wouldn't have things that they have to work on anymore. They kind of reach a perfection, but as I get older, I realize that it's actually a choice and sometimes a challenge every day to do what's right. And we can either get discouraged about that or we can embrace it and just keep going forward.
I wasn't here for the last Sunday, so my lesson may be a little out of context, but sometimes when I just walk into a room or somewhere, I hear someone say something or see someone do something, and I immediately jump to conclusions and I start correcting them or scolding them or something and getting all involved when I have no idea what's really going on. And then I found out that things were not at all what I thought they were, and I have to eat my words, and I just need to work on just not being so quick to involve myself in other people's things.
I really appreciate what Brother David said about how, you know, we don't have to be scared of the devil and, you know, always think of him in, you know, in fear, because the devil himself is, you know, acting in fear of what God's going to do to him. He has so little power compared to God that he, you know, all the things he does, he's doing what he can before God, you know, punishes him for what he's done. So I just appreciate that you know, he's not as big as we think a lot of times. So
we had a oil leak on our six-wheeler a while ago, and I was supposed to fix it, and I was looking and looking for a while. I couldn't find the leak. I was afraid we were going to have to, like, take it to a dealer or something to get it fixed. Then when I found the leak, it was a lot easier to fix it than I expected. So when we have a job or something, we need to do it knowing that it might not be as hard as we think.
One thing that David said last week that kind of changed my way of thinking was that the devil didn't start out with power. He started out just putting fear in people and controlling their conscience, and later he got the best of a lot of people.
Sometimes I don't really want to hang out laundry, but when I get there, out there and actually do it, it gets to be kind of fun.
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to the Lord, 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 shall not enter the kingdom, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.